It's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. We're going to get into this episode. What you put on your toes? What's your favorite 90s clothing? And I got a little another story to tell y'all. Probably going to love it. And they say I got some supposed lookalikes. I don't see it. All right, let's jump right into it. What do you put on your toast? See me? I'm simply butter and jam. But when it comes to the jam, it gotta be apple, strawberry, or grape. That's it. I don't need all this other exquisite peach and all this other fancy stuff, man. Look at it. Give me the apple, the strawberry, or that grape. Let me go ahead and walk you through it, because I know some of y'all probably out there looking confused, you feel me? Boom. What you're going to do is take y'all 2 slices of bread, preferably closer to the beginning. Not that first piece, though, because that first piece preserved the proteins and energy in it, you know what I'm saying? Keep the bread fresh, too. Put you up on game. Boom, bam. Grab the next 2 pieces. Fop, fop. Take them out of the bag. Take the bag, twist it, put the twist top back on there. Throw that back over there where the bread goes. Boom, slap it down. Put the bread, get the toaster ready. Put it on the lightest it can go. Just to get the bread nice and toasty, you know, hard. Well, not hard, but just toasted a little bit. Then you're going to get you some butter. You're going to take 2 thin slices. Chop it up to 5 pieces each. Gonna take the toast and put it back in there at halfway capacity. That way it's gonna finna make it nice and good and brown. Boom. You're gonna take 3 from each of them 5 pieces that you done cut up, so that's 6 pieces. Put it on one side of each. Put it back in there at the lowest you can. Boom, take it back out. Flip it to the other side. Put them other pieces on there. 2 on each and then 2 on the back. On the other side. On the other piece. Put them back in at halfway capacity. Boom. That way it cook hard. Now you done got it good and toasted hard and ready for the jam. Go in there. Make sure you get the preserves or the jam or whatever you're going to use. The jelly. Hit it 2 times, 2 or 3 times. Stir it 2 or 3 times. Hit it. Make sure you know. Get it all good and enough. Gonna take the spoon, bah, put it on 1 pea. Boom, take another scoop, put it on another pea. You gonna take the spoon over there to the sink. Wash it with the rag and or whatever you're using to wash it with. Or if you gonna throw it in the dishwasher, rinse it off, put it in the dishwasher. Boom, you gonna move to this butter knife. Take the butter knife, start smearing in that jam on there real nice and easy. Make sure you catch all the corners. And there you go. You all the way in there now. That's how I do it. I hit it with that jam and butter. You feel me? Let me know how you hit your toast. Because toast is here. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Let me know. Favorite 90s clothing. It's a lot of favorite things, you know, a lot of things that I'm carried over right now into this era, into this genre of or facet of fashion that these kids are carrying on today. For instance, stonewashed jeans, Lot 29, British Knights. That's just the future that I like. See, when it came out with the stonewashed or acid wash jeans, whatever you want to call them, it made me look at stuff differently. And I got the etiquette from one of my sisters, you know, my middle sister. Shout out to Chantel. Even though my sister Tansy had more swagger at the time when I was coming up. But mostly Chantel made sure my mama went and got it. You know, bother her about it. My little brother ain't going to school like this and that. Whatever, whatever. Anywho. She taught me that stonewash go good with a lot of the dark stuff. And me, myself, like I said, coming up. purple was my color. But then when I seen navy blue, I was like, boy, that's my color right there. But I love that. You know, and I'm red, so I can't really wear red. Or yellow, I didn't like wearing yellow. Bright stuff like that. So I try to keep it simple, dark, basic, routine. You know, so black, blue, white, stuff like that. But Stonewash, you ain't saved my life, boy. Because I used to wear them dark colors, you know. Hitting it with the Stonewash and then have on some dark shoes to go with it. Boom. People like, boy, you can dress. Yeah. You feel me? Then Lot 29 put you all the way in the game because it's the Looney Tunes wearing the clothes that I'm wearing too. Feel me? Buzz Bunny on his swagged out. Daffy Duck on his swagged out. Porky Pig, Tasmanian Devil. You feel me? Sylvester, Tweety Bird, all them on there. Then the British Knights was just a rare, legendary collect. That was like back when, you know, eBay, you could order some stuff. But like British Knights, you got to go in to the website. You feel me? That one, you were, boy, you like, man, you went on the website and got them, bro. Nowadays, you ain't get your shoes off the website. They, bro, they fake. British Knights was like the kid's dream, man. And it used to always come on the commercial, like on Guts and Hidden Temple, stuff like that, man. You're like, bro, I gotta get me some British Knights. So for y'all, I know y'all gonna bring, I already know what you're gonna say. Starter jackets, the Felines, what else? The little baby fat. The fat porn. I already know what y'all gonna say. The Pelly Pellies. The Techno Marines. The big hats. Boy. Snapbacks. Y'all started snapbacks. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all did y'all thing. But for me, my favorite 90s clothes gotta be the Stonewash jeans, dog. Save my life. Cause boy, I didn't know what I was gonna do wearing. If I'm wearing dark jeans with dark shirt, boy. Your day and age, I'll be done. So what's your favorite 90s clothing? You probably can't tell now by my voice. But when I was younger, I got into a... Well, it was not an accident. It was just something like I used to do all the time. All the hollering and yelling. But stop all that hollering. You know, screaming at the top of my lungs. So, what happened was, I abused my vocal cords, and with that, I created some nodules on my vocal cord, which made my voice real shriek and frail, and it was also very low, not low like as in deep, but it was like high-pitched and very, very, like you couldn't very much hear me. So my nickname, a lot of people call me was Whisper, because it always sounded like I was whispering. It's like, you know, you can't really hear what I'm saying. So for the most part, they just teased me and picked on me about it. And it also made me miss another football season in middle school. Like, I couldn't, like, after I got the surgery, I wasn't able to talk for like 2 to 3 weeks. So Kanye dropped that through the wire, I felt like I was right there with him. You feel me? I couldn't even speak. It wasn't like my mouth was wired shut. It was just my doctor told me don't talk. You know, if you can, or you know, just write it down. And at that time, I was writing chicken scratch, so you still couldn't understand what I was saying. But once it all healed up, I was back to normal. My voice was good. I'm glad it happened before I started going through puberty. So it was like my voice wasn't really deep then anyways, but then it got deeper when I got older. So that's why I don't really talk as much or yell as much as you would think. Like, it took a lot for me to raise my voice. I can't even remember last time I really yelled like that. But yeah, they used to call me Whispers. Shout out to D-Rock, TG, Steve. A lot of them out there in middle school, boy, they used to get on me, boy. My voice was Whispers. Yeah, I had to go to speech class and everything, bro. It was crazy time. But yeah, that's just a little bit more story time about me. celebrity lookalikes. Do you have a celebrity lookalike? A lot of people say, when I was younger, I used to look like Pharrell Williams, skateboard Pete. I don't see it, but back then I used to always have my hair cut very, very low, like a real, real low cut. Kind of like how he used to have his back when he used to work with the clips. You know, when they made that grinding video and all that. I don't see it, because I mean, I didn't have the facial hair at all. Like, just real bald face. But a lot of people used to joke on me. I look like Skateboard Pete, look like for real. Shout out to Keo, shout out to Mikos. I just don't see it. Still looking at Skateboard P. I mean, honestly, if I could just get one of them Grammys or one of them Oscars he got, I'd be on. I'd be straight. He could just relax. I'd do all the stunts. You know what I'm saying? I'd go watch all the awards and all that. Another person, I don't see it. Michael B. Jordan. Like my girlfriend, she swear that's what I look like. I only think I have one other person say that, but they're relevant right now. So, I don't think so. I don't see it neither. The only person I feel like I kind of look like is the artist from Atlanta. His name is Trouble. I seen some pictures of him, some angles. I was like, man, that could be me. That might be my cousin. Might be my folks. I don't know who he is. I don't know his real name. I don't know nothing about him, but that could be my folks, like on my daddy's side, some kind of way. I don't know. Like, who is your celebrity lookalike? Like, sometimes you get mistaken, or some people call you that, or they be like, you remind me of this person. For me, it's for real when I was younger. No facial hair. I didn't have any facial hair, no mustache or nothing. Then as I got older, people talk about some Michael B. Jordan. Don't see it. I ain't even going to Wakanda. For me, I think it's gotta be this dude Trouble. I can't think of none of his songs right off right now, but I do know that I kind of look like him. You catch him at the right angle. I even met the guy when I was in Atlanta at Six Flags. Didn't even know who he was at the time. That was like really when he was just getting his claim to fame. Really got a lot of mixtape hype. My friend recognized him because he's a big fan of all that type of music. He went up and introduced himself and all that type of stuff. I didn't know who he was. I was like, dang, he look kind of look like me. Like maybe he related to somebody on my daddy's side. I don't too much know them folks. I could have been at the family reunion, but I decided not to go. But yeah, who is your celebrity look like? Thank the listeners. Follow me on Facebook at Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve. Hit me up on Twitter at One Bag Steve. At me on Snapchat at Fuzzy _ Slipper, SLIPPA. FUZZY _ SLIPPA. Next episode, we're going to talk about do you prefer houses or apartment? Beard or no beard, your favorite dessert, or is it better to invest in the Apple Watch or the AirPods? All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless.